Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
The recent trend of gluten-free probably has some material health benefits, and I have some friends who are genuinely allergic to gluten. So for them, being gluten-free is not trendy. But for me, I like me some gluten. All types of gluten, but I really like me some bread. I like sandwiches, subs, and my oh my, does my wife's cooking go great with some dinner rolls? You might say that I'm not gluten-free, I'm gluten-full. Now, before you email me, just remember, Jesus liked him some gluten also. He talked about bread a lot and even made a lot of it. In John chapter 6, Jesus feeds thousands with the miracle of fish and bread, and then he crossed over the Sea of Galilee to the other side. You might remember that this is where he walks on the water. The next day, the crowd found him again, and Christ confronts their intentions in verse 26 by saying, "You didn't come here for me, you came for some more gluten, some more bread." The next 10 verses record Jesus teaching that bread or any material need or perceived need is not what we are supposed to be concerned about. Jesus said, "Focus on me, abide in me, and I will give you something so much more than this world can offer, a relationship." Too often today, Christianity is peddled as some fix for all of a person's earthly or material concerns. Jesus can fix your financial problems. Jesus can heal your marriage. Jesus can bring back your wayward child. Are all these things true? Of course, the Lord can do any of those things, just like he can feed the thousands. But just as Jesus quickly chastised the crowd, we must take his admonishment into our own context. See, Christ says, forget all that stuff and just partake in me. Abide with me. Enjoy me. Trust me. He says, my promise is that, as Paul says in Philippians, I will be faithful to complete the good work that I began in you, the good work of the gospel, and an eternal abide with the Lord. The false teaching that Christianity is about solving your problems here on earth is so very harmful. Christ says, stop worrying about that stuff and just enjoy me through reading the word and walking in relationship with me. Jesus might fix some broken things you're going through in this world, but if he doesn't, it is still for your good. What he does promise is a peace that passes understanding, no matter the circumstances, as long as we partake of him and keep our eyes centered on his eternal purposes. Get your eyes, your focus, off your earthly situation and rest in the joy of just knowing Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.